Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Growth in the Christian life is not automatic. Spirituality does not drop down from heaven like the morning dew. Each believer is responsible to spend focused time in the Word of God and thereby mature into the image of Christ. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. In this message, our focus is on how the Word of God blesses us. Turn again to James chapter 1.
There is a direct connection between the Word of God and the way in which we live. And so James says that what you need to do is to look intently and persevere in the Word. And by the way, in the next message in this series, I'm going to be talking about meditation. The meditation in the Scriptures so that we understand how we can persevere in the Word. How do we nail this down for ourselves so that we can leave here today not just merely as auditors? First of all, keep in mind the outline that I want you to remember. First of all, before a sermon, cleansing. During a sermon, humility. Teachability. After a sermon, obedience to what God has said. First of all, let me put it to you this way. Glancing is not the same as gazing. Glancing is not the same as gazing. I don't know how to put that more clearly except to say being present doesn't mean that you're experiencing transformation. You know, years ago when they had transistor radios, now, of course, I'm sure the technology has passed way beyond them, but transistor radios was really quite a big thing because you could carry a radio in your pocket, and there was this man who went to a concert with his wife, a symphony concert, and she appreciated the fact, because he didn't really want to go, he didn't enjoy those kinds of things, that he didn't complain at all. He seemed to enjoy it. He'd smile and participate. And she thought later on the way home, I want to commend you for the fact that attending the concert isn't your big deal, but nonetheless, you were such a good companion tonight. He said, well, he said, honey, I have to confess to you that I had a little earpiece, and I was actually listening to a baseball game. That's the way some people come to church. It may not be the transistor radio, it could be the phone, it could be other distractions, and even if it's none of those, their minds are somewhere else, and what I'm saying to you is glancing is not the same as gazing. You look at the scripture of those who encountered God. Now, they encountered him in ways that you and I don't, but we encounter God through the Word. What did Peter say? Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Job, after he encountered God directly, he said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye sees thee. Therefore, I abhor myself in dust and ashes. The Word of God will slay you. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It takes us apart. It lays us on the table. The imagery there in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 is a medical kind of imagery. It takes us apart and shows us our need. But glancing is not the same as gazing with a heart that is intending to obey. You see, the man who looks in the mirror and walks away, he's a man who does not look deeply into himself, nor into God, nor into redemption. So glancing is not the same as gazing. Hearing is not the same as doing. Hearing is not the same as doing. Jesus repeatedly talked about those who heard, but they really didn't hear. They listened to the words. They had those words come into their hearts, but nothing really happened beyond that. There was no follow-up. And then I have to emphasize something else. And that is that we should remember that knowing and hearing is not the same as believing. You know, in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, we have an amazing passage of scripture that I want to remind you of. It is a marvelous example of how a nation of Israel heard God's word, understood what he said. There is no doubt about the fact that they all heard the same thing, and yet they turned away from him because they didn't believe what they heard. Listen to this. The author of Hebrews is writing about those people, and he says, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." I want to pause there for a moment. It's possible, even when it comes to sermons, that the sermons can harden your heart. Every time you hear about the need to receive Christ as Savior and to receive his grace, you can continue to harden your heart because you say no, 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 no. And the more often you do that, pretty soon you discover that it no longer bothers you and it no longer brings any conviction because your heart is hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is incredibly deceitful. It promises one thing and then gives us another, but we go bumbling through thinking to ourselves, this has to be right because I want what I want when I want it. And the author said, beware lest you heard the word of God and all that it did is harden you rather than soften you. And then you'll notice it says in chapter 4, says this. You don't need to turn to it, but listen carefully. "For good news came to us just as it came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened." I memorized the book of Hebrews in the King James Version many, many years ago, and it just simply said this: the word preached to them did not profit them because it was not mixed in faith. And what happened? They died in the wilderness and did not experience God's best. You see, it's a tragic story. Jesus said in the Old Testament, and of course he says it explicitly in the New, through his own words and through the writings of the Apostle Paul and other writers of the New Testament, that I am offering you grace, I am offering you forgiveness, I am offering you the promised land. The words of James say that whoever is intent in the law of liberty and obeys will be blessed in his deeds. That's what I'm offering you. But it's possible for our hearts to be so hard, so indifferent, that we harden them against God, and the word preached is not mixed with faith, and it profits none, and we are the losers. So as we think about our own commitment to listening to the Word of God in 40 days, that is to say the New Testament, or reading it, and if you're behind, you continue to go ahead. And some of you I know are behind. I have to believe that you are behind because I'm a day behind. And if I'm a day behind, I'm sure I represent many within the congregation, but we're all going to persevere. Why? Because James says that when we do that, we will be blessed in our deeds. Here's my concluding plea to you. Don't harden your heart. That's what it says in the book of Hebrews. It says, harden not your heart if today you hear his voice. Don't do it. Don't bring so much anger to the situation. Don't bring so much love of sin. Don't bring so much unbelief to the situation that you cannot benefit from God's holy word and his most blessed promises of forgiveness and hope and help and fellowship. And all those things await those who look intently and continually in the law of God. It's a very sobering thing to realize that there are people who sing the same songs because they're singing in the same church. People who listen to the same scripture read, people who listen to the very same sermons, and yet one group of people is on a trajectory to heaven and to blessing, and the other people are on their way to a place that the Bible refers to as damnation. And the problem is that we frequently can't tell the difference because to us they look so much alike. Could I ask you, as a result of this message, how inadequately it might have been preached, to simply ask God to search your heart and ask you, where are you on the continuum? Are you a true believer? Or are you a believer, but you have also hardened your heart? Don't do that. Remember that old story about the $50 bill, the fake $50 bill, the counterfeit $50 bill that was used to buy some groceries. It helped a child buy some shoes. It did a lot of good along the way, but when it got to the bank, totally disqualified because it was fake. Only you know your heart. You don't know it as well as God knows it, but where are we? James says, when you listen, don't be an auditor. Receive with meekness the word which is able to save your souls, and it does. It's the implanted word. It's the word that God has sown in our hearts. And in response to that, what is the promise that James gives? A man like this, he says, who obeys, will be blessed in all that he does. There's nothing but blessing for those who pursue God and his word. Father, we ask today in the name of Jesus that you might take these remarks and help all of us to understand that we have been brought to this moment with this great opportunity to be involved in your word. We pray, O Lord, help us. Help us, Father, to come to it with the same reverence and openness with which we come into your presence. Help us to listen, to learn, to respond. For those who have never trusted Christ as Savior, no matter where they are, we pray that they might believe on him right now and be saved. And for those of us who know you, make our hearts tender toward you and your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Luther. I believe that this message and prayer has touched your heart. Because you see, it is indeed God's word that brings about the transformation, but you and I must receive it into our hearts. Don't allow hardness of heart to keep you from the scriptures or to listen to the scriptures in such a way that those scriptures are not allowed deep in the soil of your experience. Let us come to God with open hearts, and he shall indeed meet us.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Word of God Blesses Us, the third message in a series on being changed by the Word. Next time, why meditation is the means by which the Bible can actually reprogram our minds. This six-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.